This show rocks. Welcome to the show, Rocks. This show totally rocks. It's Thursday night. It's Thanksgiving evening. I'm doing the show as I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner. So I got loads of treats there for you. The first one being that track off the brand new Wizards of Firetop Mountain. The album is coming out tomorrow night, being launched. That was Ain't Gonna Lose. I've got a few Wizards tunes off the new album. I've got a few that the lads were nice enough to give me. To ask me to play. I've got a few from some of the support bands that have asked me to play as well, and I've got a big interview right that I'm going to do in a few minutes with Owen, Karen, and Roar, which is deadly. So I'm going to play one of Roar's tunes that he sent me. I never heard this before, which I'm always delighted with. So this is Kicks. This is Raceway Rock. All right, our second Roar Kennedy request there. That was a bit Soldiers of Fortune with Nails. I'm going to go over to, I'm not sure who officially sent me these. Karen and Bones both sent me, they sent me four songs together. So this is from them. This is a bit of Swamp Dog with Total Destruction to Your Mind. Alright, a couple more Wizard selections, or Owen and Karen selections. That last one was Alice Cooper with the Is It My Body. Before that, we had a bit of the New York Dolls with Babylon. I was lucky enough to get into the K Club last night and get a bit of an interview with Roar and Karen and Owen. And I think it went fairly well, considering I don't really do interviews, unless I'm at work. So here you go. Enjoy it. All right, we have a very special, what would we call this even?
Event.
We have a special event this week. We've got Wizards of Firetop Mountain. We're here in Studio K Club, in one of the Radioactive External studios. And I've got Roar, Karen, and Owen here. If you could say hello, I suppose.
Hello.
Hello.
So, I will. I suppose we'll do a bit of an interview. I've never really done an interview, so you have to forgive me.
So we're essentially having an awkward chat in the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. How'd the band initially get together? It's very obvious that you guys should be in a band. Like, I can't believe it's taken so long for y'all to get into a band. But how did this band actually start? Roar, I believe it's up to you.
Oh God, the pressure, the heat's on.
Well, like,
you guys are original.
Yeah, me and Tob were talking about playing opposite instruments, because I'm a guitar player usually and he was a bass player usually. So we just wanted to have a project to mess around on that. So we kind of started it.
Yeah, started messing around.
And it was kind of a garagey stoner thing at the start or something.
Oh God.
Very sloppy.
We had a tune called Woman.
Yeah.
Woman!
Woman!
That was very styling. And then Roadburn. Everyone was all sessioning at Roadburn. And
I told my way in afterwards because I thought the name was really cool.
And how did Dunchy get? How did you know that Dunchy was a singer?
Because he'd fucking sing in the shower.
Yeah, he blasted the tunes all over the place. So
at that Roadburn,
Roadburn on the bus back to the campsite late one night, he started serenading the entire bus with AC/DC, and I think we knew then that was the moment.
Strutting down the aisle, we knew and all that
was
the
thing. Years later, when we were doing it, it was like, Dunchy, he's coming back from Australia.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so we actually mailed him before he was coming back, sprung that thing on him.
Very good, and he was up for it. Obviously,
the man rises to any challenge. Yeah.
So there's a new album coming out anyways.
Yeah.
There is, yeah. An LP.
Yeah. Is it an LP, because I keep seeing 12 inch listed, but is it an LP or is it a 12 inch?
Depends on it.
12 inch is a sexy name, isn't it, for an LP?
Yeah. But 12 inch is usually something that's kind of like a bit shorter or a bit jammier. An LP has more songs.
What sort of 12 inches you're handling?
So
just played on 33.
There you go. But anyways, so where did you end up recording it?
We recorded it in Sun Studios with Ola. Can anyone say Ola's second name?
Ursford.
Yeah, he produced it for us and recorded it for us as well.
Very good.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. He was amazing.
He was good, yeah?
Yeah, he did loads of work.
Yeah.
He's the doctor.
And you enjoyed it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was great.
He definitely pulled the best out of everything.
Yeah.
Very good.
It was fun actually having time to actually record the songs and take your time and throw in loads of little bits.
The production. There was a lot actually of proper production.
Yeah, there it is.
Tambourines and cowbells.
Hand claps.
Pianos, hand claps, all sorts.
But everything
of stuff
sits
going
very
on.
Well. The whole. Yeah. It sounds very together.
He's a master.
Yeah. He's got chocolate ears.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Chocolate ears.
And.
White chocolate.
Why is it taking so fucking long?
Well, we only recorded that one last October.
Because we've just recorded loads and loads of times and thrown them away.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm guilty of the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't think we actually have enough time to answer that question.
This one's only been about a year in the making of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you had the 7-inch and you had the tape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The tape was meant to be an album. And then just figured people couldn't handle it. It's going to be too wild.
So how'd you get a Spliff and Records on board?
Oh, man.
That was pretty difficult.
Yeah.
You got to wine and dine those fuckers.
You do,
lunch.
Yeah.
And how did the whole Jim Fitzpatrick thing come together?
Just emailed him.
Total shot in the dark, yeah.
Yeah.
Or had the bright idea and went with it.
Yeah.
And what time was the email? Was it like 3 a.m? Hey, come here you.
No, I do things in the morning, man. I wake up, it eases off towards the evening. All the emails get all messy. And
did you put your professional voice on in the email?
Yeah, I did. Kind regards.
Very good.
Wizards of Firetop Mountain.
Yeah, it looks great from what I've seen. I actually haven't seen a record yet.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
happy. Yeah.
And you actually have them. It's not going to be one of those launches with
no
records.
We got them. They're sitting on the pool table.
Yeah, this rare occasion. We got the records a month ago or something, and then actually booked.
Then
you have to release after.
You got to sit on them.
Yeah,
yeah,
increase in value, you know,
as
long as you're sitting on them, sure.
Yeah, hopefully you won't be sitting on them in 5 years. So, tell us a bit about the support bands that you've got at the gig.
We've got Hull Sick. They're fucking awesome. They kind of remind me of a Tin Lizzy, Black Flag, Annihilation Time. They're going to fucking rip it up, definitely.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, Exploder Guys as well. Kind of MC5, fucking Pink Fairies kind of vibe, psychedelic garage rock stuff. Seen them live a couple of times. Guitar player is fucking wild. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. They're a fucking party band. That's going to be good.
Yeah, they're great, yeah.
Very well dressed as well.
Yeah, dapper fuckers, man. They're dapper
Same
boys.
Same with September Girls. Very
nice.
Well dressed.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of well dressed motherfuckers.
There is,
and
they're going to show us up.
Yeah. I ain't got no fancy shoes. My brother, my shoes broke.
You got to get some new kicks.
My brother gave me
It's all about the shoes, man.
Wet, soggy feet behind a drum kit.
Yeah. Squelching.
Squelching
boots.
Throw me off. Squelchy bass pedal.
We'll wear our best shoes.
Yeah, and we got, September Girls. They're what would you say September Girls are? Reverb soaked, kind of dark pop or something?
Phil Spector 60s pop.
They just
kind of remind me of Blondie songs, except instead of putting if the record's on 45, instead of putting it on 33, you'd put it on 16 RPM. Kind of sounds like it's a September Girls. I like it.
And what do you think of this? It's a very varied bill. There's every band is completely different and still kind of in the same scene, obviously, if they're playing the same gig.
Yeah, well, that's Dublin, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
what do you think of the, what would you think of the scene at the moment?
It's cool, man.
It's amazing.
There's shit going on.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It's amazing. There's always stuff happening.
Yeah.
Everyone's really positive. Everyone's putting loads of work in. It's amazing.
Yeah.
For the last few years,
Yeah, it seems money's just gone out of the equation. You know what I mean? No one's in it to get rich, and everyone's doing it for the love of it.
Yeah.
And like,
man,
there's all these cool spaces.
These spaces. And
finally, Ireland's people are really active. There's different types of things going on, between art and music.
Yeah. So what's next for the Wizards of Firetop Mountain?
Oh, there's a couple of secrets in the bag.
Yeah.
Are they secrets to you as well?
There's plans.
There's plans
afoot.
Yeah.
Very good.
You can't let these things out,
Yeah.
We're
superstitious on that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Not saying nothing.
Yeah.
We're going to record another album and then wait 12 years to put it out.
Deadly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Or maybe even just put out the other album you recorded in 12 years' time.
Yeah.
That'd be Rarities. Actually, we've already got, a few albums actually we can put out at this stage.
And finally, give a bit of a plug for the gig on tomorrow night, I suppose.
Fuck, tomorrow night, yeah.
Is it tomorrow night?
It is because we're recording this on Thursday.
Wednesday. And it's going out tomorrow.
It's still Wednesday. I haven't gone to bed yet.
No, it's still Wednesday, but this is going to go out on Thursday.
All right.
Yeah.
So give us a plug, come on.
Okay, it's in the Bello Bar. You all know the details, I don't.
But the 12 quid with the
it's
record, 8
quid
with
the record, 8 quid without.
So 20 quid for a couple goes in, sees a gig, and gets a record.
Yeah, come down.
And you don't have two fucking records.
The wrist. It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Get the drinks in, come down and dance some good party bands. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, what's it?
Bring your
eight,
good shoes
first band
as well.
First band at 9?
Yeah.
Well, you should borrow some of your dad's shoes. I say the Colonel has a few pairs of shoes.
I'd say he's got a few.
Yeah, everybody has to have their best shoes.
Yeah.
Get Auntie's realistic train shoes.
Oh. Jeez, that's another show. We could make a whole show about those shoes. All right, well, I'd recommend everyone goes down to the gig. Thanks a million to the lads for sticking around doing a bit
of
talking.
Thank you.
It's probably all mad mumbly.
It is, I know it is. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go home and do a bit of doctor work on it. All right, this is The Show Rocks. This is Radioactive International. It is Thanksgiving evening. It's Thursday night. We are here as always. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Wizards of Firetop Mountain. That was quickly followed by Burn It All off the new Wizards of Firetop Mountain album. And then there was a bit of an allusion to a song called Woman there, which reminded me of that Wolf Mother song. So that's why I played that. I'm going to keep it moving right along with a few selections from tomorrow night's gig. The first band on the bill is The Whole Sick, who are deadly. So I'm going to play a bit of The Whole Sick, and then I'm going to play a request from both guitar players, I suppose, Corey and Demo. So starting off, this is a Bad Blood off the demo.
Sick and tired, nothing's good. Got bad blood. Get bit, but I'm sick. Just break it up. Try it out, get that blood. Got tired blood. Go through, nothing's racist. Spit blood. Just wanna give up. Cause everything is fucked. Just wanna give up. Grab the whip, get back in line. Wake up that spirit, the ruin that's mine. No hard truths, just easy lies. Devil on my shoulder, he's in disguise. There's something locked in my veins. There's something digging up my guts. I'm in trouble, I'm in chains. Animated by disgust. Sick and tired of these games. Got bad blood. Give it, what a shame. Just drink it up. Dry up in the sun. That tired blood. No moves, empty faces. Big drugs. Just wanna give up. Everything is fucked. Just wanna give up. Everything is fucked. Crack the whip, the fucking line. My boss got switched, the move that's fine. No hard truths, just easy lies. Devil on my shoulder, he's in disguise. There's something locked in my veins. There's something thinking of my guts. Not a comfort, not a chance. I made it, I'm disgust. Just wanna give up. Come out blood. Just wanna give up. I come for your blood. Just wanna give up. I come sick blood. Just wanna give up. The 17th fuck.
Doing my job, sir.
quite a bit of Royal Headache there with My Own Fantasy after the new album. That one was from Damo. And before that, Corey Mifsud sent me Burning Love with a bit of Alien vs. Creditor. And I'm going to play one that Robbie sent me. This is a bit of the Exploding Eyes. This is We Need Love.
I'd do anything for you, 'cause you're a rocker. That's
All right, that was, of course, a bit of Thin Lizzy with the rocker. That's about all the time we have, nearly, for this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks a million to all the wizards at Firetop Mountain for the tunes and for the interview. Go to the gig tomorrow. I say it's going to be deadly. It is in the Bello Bar. It is €12 with a record, €8 without. Kicking off at usual gig time and finishing up when everyone is locked. So you should go down. The last tune tonight I'm going to play is another one that Karen and Bones gave me. So I'm going to play it. It's a bit of Hellhammer with Massacre. Until next week, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.